Hello and welcome. I'm Sarah King, and you are listening to my podcast, Wisdoms of the Pommers Buddha, on oddities of the British and German cultures and languages. Great to have you here. Today we'll be talking about German words that make English people laugh because they sound funny, they sound like a funny English word. There are quite a few examples in here, and if you're curious to find out what they are, stay tuned and enjoy. Any expat living abroad will experience this at some point. You'll come across a word in the language of your country of choice that may provoke an inappropriate reaction because, though being perfectly neutral in that language, it is rude or knee-slappingly hilarious in your native tongue. Let's look at some German words that cannot be pronounced by an English-speaking person without at least a tiny smirk. It all starts with Gute Fahrt, have a safe journey, which my husband in his British, slightly embarrassed but giggly, can't let that one go uncommented manner, usually responds to with, don't mind if I do, as it sounds to him like best wishes for a healthy passing of wind. Remaining in the realm of digestion, one day, on our street, I came across a van labelled with a strange company name that doesn't even mean anything in German, but struck me because it would have been impeccably spelled were it an English name. Ochsenfahrt, pertaining to a certain Frank who, as it happens, does very snazzy bathrooms. Names of companies or products are a fascinating thing in this respect, by the way. Have any of you heard of the Mitsubishi Pajero? Probably not, because it is called Shogun in the UK and Montero in North America and Spanish-speaking countries, because in colloquial Spanish, Pajero means wanker. Also, would you go and have your hair cut at a salon called Arson Hair? Could be a great dare for your next stag or Hindu, though. But my all-time favourite in Cologne is, drumroll, Mr. Krabs, which is actually a good name for someone dealing in aquarium paraphernalia. Can't remember why I thought it was funny. Sorry, guys and girls, this was a very childish foray to the not-so-profound linguistic depths, but I couldn't resist. And next week, too, we'll have a crack in time, I promise. The Pommers Buddha says, when you're looking for crayfish, Mr. Krabs is your guy. That was it for today. Thank you so much for listening. You can read this text on my website, www.pommersbuddha.com. If you liked this podcast, please do subscribe to it. Take care and hear you soon.